let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day.
Welcome to Light. True stories about real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. Our true story is about a guy who gives his problems to God with some amazing results. Our story about artist Bill Zdenak starts at the beginning of World War II.
When the war broke out, I wanted to enlist in the Army Air Corps. My parents wouldn't give me the permission, so I was drafted into the regular Army instead. But my heart was into learning to fly. I took basic training outside of Little Rock, Arkansas. We couldn't get passes to leave the post, so I had a buddy cover for me, and I went AWOL. I hitched a ride into Little Rock to take the entrance exam for flight training. The test really threw me. I was dumbfounded. So I did what I always did in school. I prayed, God, you're smarter than I am. Take the test for me. I drifted into a kind of dream state and pecked away at the answers. Several hours later, this corporal said, time's up, give me your test and sit outside with the others and wait. After a while, I'm called into this office. There was a captain, a sergeant, a WAC officer, and the corporal all sitting there looking at me. I'm thinking, they just want to see who the jerk was who mangled the test questions. Then the captain thrust out his hand and said, congratulations. Private, you made the highest score of anyone in the Southwest. Well, orders were cut, I was transferred into the Air Corps, and that sent me into final training in Charleston, South Carolina. Then one morning, it was a big day. Visiting general coming down to inspect us on high altitude formation flying, I got up extra early with a gnawing obsession not to fly today. Over the years, I'd learned to trust my intuition. So I went out to our B-24 earlier than usual. Got to find something wrong, anything, something to keep from flying today. I'll look in here. There. Nuts, everything looks okay. Uh-oh, here comes the crew.
Hey, Zdenak, what's up?
Good morning, Captain. Just, checking out the plane.
Everything okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, climb aboard. We're number 10 in the formation. Gotta taxi out.
I've got to keep us from flying today. I just got that bad feeling about going up. I can see in my mind. I can even count the dead cylinders and three engines. It's as clear as can be, almost like an X-ray.
Zdenak, what do you mean test run the engines again?
Captain, there's trouble in three of the engines.
Look at your gauges, Zdenak. We got enough power for takeoff.
Sir, another test run on 2, 3, and 4 engines? We shouldn't take off. Those engines will die at maximum power. Cylinder's missing!
Come on, Zdenak! You can't tell which cylinders are missing!
What's going on out there, 623? Hey, Kwong, you're holding up the formation.
Captain, I'm leaving the ship!
Get back in that seat, Zdenak! That's an order!
623, why aren't you moving? I said rolling!
623 to tower. We just lost engines. 2, 3, and 4, they just shut down. No apparent reason. Permission to taxi back to hangar.
All the cylinders I saw as dead in my mind's eye were exactly that. Had we tried to go ahead, we'd have crashed at takeoff. God saved me. Us, that day. And he saved me one other day, too. After I saw combat, flying missions over Europe, I got back to the States. I was scheduled on a B-25 going from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to Westover Field in Massachusetts. I got out to the flight line and found out that the plane had already taken off with a substitute flight engineer. How could they do that? I found out later that day, the B-25 I missed ran into a blinding fog over New York City and crashed into the 79th floor of the Empire State Building. Everyone was killed, including a lot of people in the building at the time. I thought that the Lord is going to get awful tired of looking out for me all the time, so I'd better help him by getting on with my life. So after the war, I decided to take advantage of the gift he gave me for drawing and enrolled in art school in Boston to pursue a career in art. After school, it was off to New York to the big time. Soon, I had a successful 2 years as a studio illustrator in a big ad agency. Got married and opened my own studio, servicing all the big ad agencies. I was on top of the world. 2 cars, house in Connecticut, wonderful wife, 7 great kids. But my life drastically changed one weekend.
Hello.
Hi, honey, guess what?
Hi, Mary, I'm glad you called. I probably...
Alex Ross just called, invited us to fly to Canada with the Joyce for a 4-day weekend.
Sounds great. When?
This Thursday. It's a lodge on this huge lake.
Hey, I'm sold. You arrange everything, and we'll talk about it later when I get home.
Okay, see you later.
Bill, where you been?
Alex, I just took a hike around the lake. Huh? I need a shower. Boy, is it beautiful this morning.
Oh, listen, Bill. The shower is really hot. I almost scalded myself. Be careful. I mean, it is hot.
Well, that's the way I like it, buddy boy. Hey, Alex, where are the girls?
They're in the kitchen making breakfast.
Oh, that feels great. Kind of hot, though. Ow. Oh, wow. Ooh, that's too hot. Hey, it's scalding. Hey, I can't turn it off. Ah, hey, get out. I got to get out of here. The door's jammed. Ah, it's scalding my face.
Bill, what is it?
Oh,
Bill, what's wrong? Oh, my God, Bill. I can't believe this. Mary, come in here quick.
What is it? Oh, God. Bill. Oh, my God. What happened? Alex, he's got pieces of glass in him. The blood.
I know. Maybe we should take out this big piece in his side. I got to turn off this water.
What are we going to do?
Mary, hand me that towel. Here, I got to stop the bleeding. Yeah. Make a tourniquet.
We need more towels. Ginny, bring some more towels. Oh, my God, I think he's passed out. Here, let's wrap him up. We got to wrap these cuts.
I hadn't passed out. Not completely. Because I clearly remember seeing all the blood and sort of praying, "Dear God, if there's anything to this mind over body stuff, let it happen now." I closed my eyes and I seemed to float up above my body lying on the floor. And the blood gushing out of me stopped. They wrapped me up in so many towels, I look like a mummy.
No time for an ambulance. I'll have to drive him to the hospital.
Alex, what's going on?
Oh, thank God, you're conscious.
How you feeling, pal?
I remember diving through the glass. It's hot and scalding.
Oh, honey, can you get up?
Yeah, sure.
Here, let me help. Give me. Yeah, that's it. Help. Oh. Let me help you walk to the car.
Here we go. Ginny, call emergency in town. Get the hospital. Tell them we're bringing Bill in.
This is a remarkable story of God's grace in action. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to our true story after this. God is alive in this story. And through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Funny thing was, I didn't feel too bad. The bleeding stopped, even though they had taken the big piece of glass out of my side. We got into the operating room, and the doctor and nurses were all scrubbed up and were unwrapping the towels off me. I remember saying, "Okay, God, you can let go now." The blood just erupted from all the cuts. Scared the nurses, they jumped back, and then they frantically bandaged me up again. The operation to stitch me up took over 2 hours, but the operation to rebuild and restore my left hand, the one that went through the glass in the first place, took almost 21 hours. 2 years of recuperation and 10 years of depression and low spirits. Even though my drawing hand wasn't damaged, I just couldn't do much painting or drawing. I lost my business, my house, my savings, but I still had my wonderful family. They stood by me, even though I had quite a few emotional setbacks, and encouraged me back to my drawing board. And then one day...
Hello.
Mr. Zadinek, this is Ruth Nutting.
Yes?
Mr. Zadinek, I'm calling about the art show at the Congregational Church. You promised to donate an original religious painting of yours.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I know that we talked quite a while ago about this, and I was just wondering when we could expect the painting.
Yeah. When is that show again?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'm not quite finished yet. It'd take me at least a day or so, sort of, put the final touches on it. You know?
How big is the painting?
It's probably at least 30 by 40. I guess it's too big for your exhibit.
Oh, no, that's fine. Bring it in when you're finished.
Thank you.
We'll save a place for it. See you then.
Well, I was trapped. I never should have let her think I was working on her painting. My ego. I just couldn't be honest about it. I scrounged around my studio and found a large canvas already stretched and put it on my easel. It was 2 p.m. I started the painting over and over again for the next 12 hours. Nothing worked. Couldn't come up with an idea. Finally, at 2 a.m, I threw my brushes on the floor and yelled, "This is what I get for lying! Oh God, I'll never lie again!" At that instant, a flash of light filled my studio, and for a split second, the face of Jesus appeared on my canvas. I had a tremendous surge of energy, grabbed my brushes off the floor, and quickly sketched the outline of the face I'd seen on the canvas. I ran around the studio trying to find pictures of people's faces. I ripped through magazines and found pictures of men, women, children, all kinds, shapes, sizes, angles. I finished each face completely before I even knew what the next face was going to look like or where it was going to be on the painting. I did this until the whole montage of faces filled that outline of the face of Christ that I had seen. 15 hours later, I finished the painting and stood back for my first overall look. I was overwhelmed. I had painted a portrait of Christ's head and shoulders hanging on the cross. Amazing! I named the painting In His Image. Later that evening, I took the painting to the art show. The reaction that people had to my painting and continue to have is astonishing. I think it's safe to say that painting changed my life. Since then, I've painted over a dozen other inspirational religious paintings, but none has had the impact of In His Image. I praise God for saving me on several occasions in my life and for giving me a talent that I can use to glorify Him.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light, He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
Bill's DNAC story is truly remarkable. What is remarkable also is his faith and trust in God to take charge at critical times in his life. You know, God is a loving Father who gives us only as much as we can handle. Here's a couple of questions for you. What kind of faith do you have? Can you truly trust God to take charge? Jesus said, "All things are possible for him who believes."